This meeting is being recorded. Will you be quiet?
If you'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you. So, confirming we have a quorum based on here and Zoom. Thank you. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can I get an approval of the agenda, consent agenda, and the minutes from July 3rd, 2023's regular council meeting, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number five, under correspondence, I just had this approval letter put in the packet from the Department of Ecology announcing the final approval of the City of Raymond's Shoreline Master Program periodic review amendment. So the rest of you can review it, but it just lets the city know that it's been accepted and we followed all the appropriate steps, and which is a good thing. And we got signed, where we've been signed off by the Department of Ecology. So any questions or comments about that letter? Okay, hearing none.
Does this help us with the dredging? Or?
No, this is just for the...
I was hoping you'd say yes.
So, no. Items from the public. Did you sign up? Are you just here to?
I signed up, but I'd like to defer to that item as well.
Oh, okay.
The discussion will.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. All right. Item number seven, resolution 2023-05, a resolution of the City of Raymond, Washington, adopting the 6-year transportation improvement plan for 2024 through 2029. Isn't there supposed to be a public hearing?
That's what it says here.
I think in the resolution.
Is usually, hang on.
Whereas the public hearing for Dr. 6-year transportation improvement plan was conducted on July 17th. So, yes, it's usually to be.
So, do we need to amend the agenda for that?
But also, the plan is in the inner packet.
Yeah, and I see that too. I should have all been included. There was three attachments. Tia, there was the public hearing notice, there was the plan, and there was the resolution.
And we have the
just the resolution.
And we have the resolution and the notice.
I can go.
Oh,
you have the newspaper come next time.
Or
is it?
It might be.
Is it a hurry?
I don't think it's a hurry. I would just...
Well, we have to have the public hearing. It's been, right. It's been, but we can go back to item number, we can make a quick step back and we need to add the public hearing. So I need to amend the agenda to add a public hearing for the transportation improvement plan for 2024 through 2029. And we can just make that, 6A.
I move that we amend the agenda to add item 6A, a hearing on the resolution for updating the 6-year transportation plan.
Okay. Any discussion?
Did we put the public hearing notice out?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if people wanted to show up, they would have shown up.
Yes. It was published. So it was published on the 5th of July. So.
Yeah. Okay. I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can print it.
Yeah. If you can public, if you can print the plan, that'd be great. Okay. All those in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay.
If
so
we print a bunch of them. Can we table it so we can actually?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But we have to have the public hearing since it was published.
Yes.
But we will table the resolution and until the next meeting so you can review the plan and then we'll pass the resolution at the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go ahead and tell her to wait.
Is it the same transportation plan we had when you were talking about the budget last year?
It's a different plan.
This is
you'll get a transportation improvement plan every year for that period of time, and it's different every time, or not maybe substantially different, but it will be different every time. So I'm going to open the public hearing at 6:05. And if there's any public here to discuss the transportation improvement plan, now is your chance. Okay. Seeing nobody from the public here for the transportation improvement plan, I will close the public hearing at 6:06. I opened it at 6:05. Okay, so on item number 7, resolution 2023-05, we're going to table it to the next meeting. And we will move on then to resolution 2023-06. A resolution of the City of Raymond working allowing Jewel Hardy from ABC to have day-to-day contact with RCO. I did just a brief cover letter on that, or just a memo. Was that helpful to understand why I did what I did? So, okay.
Yes.
So, can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none.
Not anything is perfect, but is it something that you could be in on too, since you wanted to talk?
Feet aren't wet there.
I was just
thinking. Grants are going. Inundated with information out there. That's the thing. I'm very excited about that. I gotta learn a lot before I can.
But I was wondering if there was something that maybe.
That if he can always work with Jewel and learn as he goes, but he doesn't need the authorization. It would be Jewel anyway.
Is that something?
She's just trying to involve me.
Yeah.
I just wanted to reinforce that.
Yeah, he can be involved. Yeah. I actually gave Jewel his contact info and said,
okay.
That was my question.
That's good.
It's a perfect opportunity for him to start learning about some of this stuff. So
that's full time hobby.
Yeah, it will be too.
So any additional questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So, Jewel, once this is signed, I'll send you a copy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, because Jewel may need that. They may ask for a copy of that as you go.
Yes, it has to be attached to the application.
Okay. All right. Next is item number 9, 8th Street boat launch. This is for discussion. I'll let Eric take it from here, and I'll jump in when I think I need to.
So I guess it would be, do we want to do our best to keep the boat launch? As we're designing the potential for the future city, fire hall and city hall, we're kind of designing it around keeping that, and it's maybe not the... maybe not the best idea, kind of like having furniture and designing your house around it. Does it make sense? No. I mean, I really like the idea of having it. I just don't know how realistic it is in the future. We still don't have our permitting. We're years on that. To do the pier and the docks that are what's left there have aged out. The pier itself would need some work as well. The docks, you know, we had some preliminary prices before to build new, very nice stuff. So having the port help us with that as they built the ones for the marina and Token in there. They're not a lifetime, but they're very well designed and made to last. So the investment's better. But you still have the dredging, and it's not the greatest place for boat launch. It needs a lot more upkeep in general. The port, you know, they want to work with us. That doesn't mean they're going to do it for free. Originally, we had some more money from Peacock where we got the money for the permitting, and you know, we went a couple rounds on that and got more. We had some more money kind of allotted for giving the port some money to, you know, this is going to cost them for their crew and time and fuel. but this is dragging out so long, I think that money's probably gone. So I just, you know, we can't get a permit now for an existing boat launch. We don't have our own dredge. If the port at any time doesn't have a dredge anymore, it would be astronomical to dredge that. It probably wouldn't even be realistic. It was just a beneficial that they have a dredge, and they want to help us, but we still don't know who will be there later. And we're a long ways. We have a lot of money to put into the boat launch to have a boat launch once we get the permitting to dredge it. So if that's a priority of ours, we can continue on that path, or, you know, we don't. So we're kind of just deciding, you know, is it now the time to design the city hall, fire hall, and to be more useful for the park as well, or trying to design it where you have boat parking that's not really the best for, you know, boat trailer parking is long and narrow and an angle. It's not really conducive in the future to public parking. We may end up with more asphalt, which is still something that we have to maintain. So I think we're just kind of looking to see, do we go down that path? What's council's thought on the boat launch? I mean, I think we all would like to see it. I just don't know if it's a realistic
Right. And that's exactly right. I mean, it would, by eliminating the boat launch, it would provide better parking for 8th Street Park when there are events, baseball, softball events there. It would improve the parking substantially. It would be a better design for the fire hall and city hall. But it doesn't mean that we can't continue on and do what we want to do. It's just the design will be different and the parking will be will still be what it is today and not as good for the 8th Street Park. You're looking at, I'm guessing, but from what I know from boat launches and docks in South Bend, you're probably looking easy of no less than $500,000. And that's for a very basic some boat launch, and it's not going to be cheap. It's not something we could afford today, even if we wanted to. If we did get it, and if for some strange reason we did get to dredge, talking to Eric, we'd be looking at needing it to be dredged every couple of years just to keep it usable at this point in time. So, you know, and that's why I wanted it more just as a discussion, is to find out, how does the council feel? Does the council want us to keep it in hopes that someday it can be viable? Or do we want to utilize that area to its best and fullest capacity? So it would be, you know, it would work better for 8th Street. It would work better for the new public safety. Or do we hope that eventually someday we can have a boat launch? So I guess that's really kind of what I was hoping and Eric was hoping for, to see kind of where the council was with that. So
we don't know on that bridge out there, that would make a nice boat launch.
Yeah.
I would add, with the boat launch previously, when we started looking at the permitting and seeing, because there was always talk, like, well, you could put a channel in there and then wash it. And we actually had the Department of Fish and Wildlife come down, and one of their engineers, and they're like, that really wouldn't, I mean, people think that, but it's actually a lot farther than you think to do that. And the guy basically said, this is like the worst place you could put a boat launch because of that. Like, it's gonna inundate itself. And he's like, I have the emails, right? He's like, they must have got this for free, the problem. Because he's like, it's
a couple rounds we could put one.
We looked like it just up from there, like in Franklin, because we have that spot there, but the bank's fairly high, and they said, again, it's not a great, because it would be quite a ways out into the river, and then you would have scour and debris almost every time you have a tidal event. And that's all from the same fisheries. They didn't think that was a great place either when they looked at it, because they actually came down to, like, somebody had talked to one of the representatives, and they were looking at, you know, having some money and maybe being able to help us out, and they just basically said that that's just not really good use of money, because it's not a great place.
Is that the only place you can access that part of the river from? Is there other places that, like, not necessarily in our purview to fix, but is there other places that people are able to get their boats and to access that part of the river, or is that the only way?
No, I think you could almost have one for say downtown by the pier, if you had, you know, parking and a place for that. It may be harder though to get a new boat launch.
Yeah.
Because the permit, we can't get permission to dredge an existing one, which should almost be given, let alone a new one and pile. It's something we could definitely look at. I know you could kind of want some lower bank, you know, and, you know, like South Bend, it kind of angles out in the river. It's just a little, it's just more of the main part of the river. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in boat launches.
And I can say that, and I did ask, and the city has received no complaints about not having a boat launch or the boat launch not being usable, or, you know, whereas, you know, you might expect that the city would, but we have not. And there's also the possibility of adding another kayak dock.
Kind of where the old one was, we were thinking, so, like maybe doing a kayak one there.
That would be good.
I think
so. I would prefer that to having a boat launch that is practically unusable every couple of years. And you have that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you haven't been down to the pier and seen the new kayak dock that's down there, I'd encourage everybody to go take a look. It's really nice.
Super neat.
Yeah, it is nice. So, and it would be the same thing. Bless you. Yes, Ian.
I don't think we need a boat ramp, boat launch there long term. I think what Jovan was asking, like, can you get a motorized boat to that part of the river from another place? Yeah, you can put it in an old boat and get there. Mm-hmm. Pretty easy. You can put it in South Bend. But I do think that non-motorized, maybe we should focus on having a few of those, because what's tricky, you can put in a kayak at Old Wilpa and come down, and that's a wonderful float. But to get past the confluence and come back to the Carriage Museum is dicey. It's just not fun to make that corner from the river to the southward. It's always windy, it's always choppy. So to have more put in and take out spots for that, I think it's probably a better use of our efforts, at least in the short term. Having a ramp for motorized boats, I think, is nice long term, but yeah, not there. I don't know. And if it's not there and it's not going to be this year, we don't have to pick a spot today. But
I would think, too, probably as things evolve and, you know, as a whole community, it seems like the kayaks might be a better draw. Fishing's kind of changed. And while we don't have a boat launch, South Bend does. Now, Tolkien, if they're going to fish in the bay, they're going to launch there. So, you know, it's back when it was there and used, but now people have kind of.
Can I add a few?
Stuff, and I think the kayaks would be something that'd be nice.
I'm saying we have a pool, no, South Bend has a boat launch. I mean, and we could throw in the kayaks into the mix there too. I mean, that's.
I mean, we're not losing anything because we don't have it now. I mean, I like the idea of having it, but I just don't think it's realistic. I mean, we were trying.
That's spending even more, especially when you're throwing good money after.
Well, the unknown. And then it's ongoing. It'd be one thing to spend the money and build the dock, that's done, but or very little maybe. It's one thing to have to try to get somebody to dredge it all the time. And
how long have you been trying to get it dredged now?
In 3 years, I think, we've done the permitting process.
Okay. All right, Tony, I see your hand up.
Yes. Do we still have a sign out on 101 that says we have restrooms at the park?
You can ask for it when it's staying over.
Hi.
Tony, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello, Tony?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
His microphone shows moving, so he.
I'm sorry.
We're not hearing you, Tony.
That is all.
Oh, okay. I'll go to the chat room then.
There he is.
Sorry. So can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Tony. I don't know if the council can hear either of us.
Yeah, okay. That's
a problem. Can you hear us, Craig?
I can hear the council and I can hear Tony.
Okay.
So must be my mic then.
Hello?
No, you're just testing.
I was testing the speaking and sound, and they're both coming out.
Tony, if you're speaking now, even I can't
hear you. Okay. Now we hear you.
Now we hear you.
Okay, good. Well, I just typed in the chat box. What about the restrooms for the public? Do we still have that sign on 101 that indicates that we do have restrooms 24/7, 365 days a year? That's all that the boat dock has been used for the last, I don't know how long. But the question is, if the restrooms in the actual park themselves are not open, are the restrooms still important to be available to the public?
The plan was to keep the restrooms. They wouldn't go away.
Kind of the picnic area there as well to cover.
Well, if you're putting in a kayak launch.
But I think so, it'd still be nice for the
that's
public.
That's what I mean.
Probably less vandalism with something over there that's bad now, and they paint everything.
Well, I do think that the kayaking part, like you were saying, it's kind of a focus on tourism-centered work, about getting more like wellness, non-like ecologically aware tourism into our area to use our natural byways. So I love the idea of another kayak launch.
And yeah, I know, fishing is not a huge thing anymore.
Okay, so that gives me an idea. Anybody, any of the council on Zoom have any comments about the boat launch?
I do, Dee.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Well, just a side note, the amount of administrative and management time it takes to manage all the permit issues and dredging around that, it's horrendously time consuming. And I think it'd be great to have our public works director unbinded from that obligation. It takes way too much time for too little benefit, I think. And the other thing, like Dee, the mayor mentioned earlier, is the location of the building and siting the building has more options with that out of there, and parking has a lot more options with that out of there. So there's a lot of advantages to having it out. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Okay,
any advantages outweigh the disadvantages?
I definitely, and the cost is really quite staggering. So any additional questions, comments, concerns, thoughts? And I, like I said, we left it only as discussion now. It will eventually come back to on the agenda is to make a decision. So, because we want to move forward on the design, we're getting close, very close.
Is there any chance you could possibly, just for knowing about it, about the other dock, because we just did that, so we already know what kind of make the cost of that would be?
The kayak launch itself is very minimal. Okay. I don't think we got that $4,500 into that.
Okay.
It would be if the piling needed to be replaced, and then building a new dock, because I don't want to run it away. So, but still, that's the whole. I mean, you have to do that same stuff with the boat launch as well.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense. You know, I think it's definitely more than a reasonable. The gains are a lot better, I think. I mean, it'd be used way more.
Yeah.
Well, and you're putting it right next to City Hall. Well, feature there.
Kind of where that other dock was, that's kind of more where the other parking was going to go. So it would be a lot closer for people. Whereas the pier is nice, but it's a ways to truck your kayak down the ramp and maneuver to get it down here. It would be nicer to be able to just almost kind of park, drop it off, go park, and you have a much less distance to go.
So just to make sure we understand, when we're talking about putting a kayak launch back at 8th Street, that's at the park, kind of the far corner, not where the ramp is right now, right?
Yeah. Because I think you're still always in the, I mean, you can,
oh, yeah.
Not, yeah. where I think there the dock would go and you would be have a lot more options.
Very nice putting in and taking out there. You have to have 5 foot tide to be able to get a kayak into the boat launch right now.
Yeah.
It's and
unusable.
Realistically, with the kayak launch area, you don't need a 40 foot long dock. If you could get away with like a 10, just enough to hold everything in. It much less maintenance, much less cost. So
that's good.
It's that location that's kind of a lot here. So there you go. The stop over here in the corner. Okay. All right. So moving along. Department head reports, Fire Chief Bill Didion.
Thank you, Mayor. Looking back over the last couple of weeks, we survived the 4th of July. Very glad of that. We had a few fires, a pretty significant brush fire on Smith Creek. We had some great cooperation between the local departments and the Department of Natural Resources. Crews put a good stop on it and had a little fire down at the port and also had some help from State Patrol and Officer Mark Thaller from RPD took some quick action down there and helped us out. And so Highway 101 continues to be by us with some pretty traumatic incidents. So I urge people to be careful out there. I want to thank RPD and their officers and all our local police departments who agencies that really helped us out there, especially with this last incident. Traffic control and just letting the hand where we need them, it makes a huge difference. So crews have been busy, but they're doing a good job. So that's all I have. If anybody has any questions.
Okay, no questions. All right, Police Chief Pat Matlock.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Chief Didion, for those kind remarks. That's what we're here for, obviously, and we want to keep that partnership going well. We've had just a few vandalism issues. We had the sandcastle logger that kicked off the sandcastle the other night. We don't know who did it yet, but we did. One of our officers did find it on the proactive patrols because we were checking it. They were there a couple hours earlier. It hadn't happened. I think what happened after dark is somebody that wanted to cause an issue was walking on the rails and trails and probably walked up and kicked that part of it. But we do have footprints and photos like that. We're hoping maybe something will come up. So that was kind of a bummer, but they kind of smoothed it over as much as they could, so the rest of us still there. We had some library vandalism that was reported to Eric, and the time frame's a little vague. From July 4th probably until now, somebody bent some rungs on the rails on the way up the stairs, which was kind of weird to me that nobody saw it, because we had to touch a truck over there the other day, and there were several people, and nobody reported it, but we're going to be trying to look at cameras around local businesses in that area to see if anybody has anything still. It's been 2 weeks, but who knows how long they can retain things if they have things pointed that way. The library itself doesn't have a camera there, so we can't use that. Random days is coming up, so we're looking forward to that. We're going to be staffed extra this year. We don't anticipate any issues. It's been a great event the last few years. At least want to make our presence known out there and make sure everybody feels safe and we're needed if they need us. We have National Night Out coming up August 1st before Random Days. That's turning into a real big event. And I would encourage everybody to come if they can. There are several people that are entered to come and have their presentations there. And we have a lot of people that have been donating a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of resources. I think it's going to be a great event, weather permitting. Also, the bicycle event that we have coming, we've got some emails back and forth about 50 bicyclists that are going to be making this the destination stop for their race or their tour. I believe we're going to do it over at the museum. Is that what I read in the email?
Yeah.
So that'd be kind of nice to have that local business there. And I know that a lot of them are already going to pre-order meals from the Alder Co. place. So it brings in a little revenue to our area and, kind of makes it a little bit better for us to see there. And I'm sure some of them will want to look at the museum. So maybe they'll pay an extra fee to go and check that out. Maybe get one of the cards there for the businesses here. Who knows? May fall in love with the place and come back and live here. We don't know. But that's a good thing. And so we'll just be around in case they need anything, and go from there. Our code enforcement continues with Tia. It's been a good process, honestly. It's not as fast as we like it to come, but we're learning more things, and and getting more legal opinions on what we can do to get more teeth to help clean up our area and make it look a little better. And we're doing a little bit of training on it in our agency, making sure that we meet our state requirement, which we always do, and it'll be more than that, but I want to make sure we get that done. Usually about halfway through the year is the time to start looking at it. And then obviously the 4th of July for us was not that bad at all. We had 84 total calls over the 4-day period. I think we had 4 fireworks complaints. Not a huge issue for us, more outlining than here, but I was happy with the outcome. So that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Okay. Seeing none. Public Works Director Eric Walberg.
So just a little update. We had a bid opening for our TIB projects for this year, and they came in under budget. So that's always great because they come in over, and it comes to be an issue. So our engineering firm, they're checking all the make sure everything is there. And then so hopefully real sudden, like, we'll be back for the award, have the council do the award. I think it came in roughly $300,000 under, so that's nice. Beneficial when we pay 5%, so that does drop us down a bit. Then we've been looking at the next year's grant options, and so we're competitive and see what's out there, and they're supposed to have a bit more money now, so we're hoping to continue and get some more large street grants. We're gonna do our best to get some money, get some more streets. So really that's what I've been working on at the moment. If you guys have any questions?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I have a question.
Well, if you remember, you can
call me. You can call me tomorrow or email me or whatever.
Oh, I won't.
Well, you can even email me tonight if you'd like, if you remember. I checked it periodically. So.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions or comments for Shane? Seeing none. Tia, anything for City Hall?
I don't really have anything. Kayla will be returning soon. So
hard to believe it's been 3 months, but she's almost ready to come back.
I might be here at the next council meeting. We'll see. And then when she does return and we start getting back into things, I will pick back up on code enforcement. Haven't been doing a ton just because
she's been doing a lot helping me too. All right. Anything for Tia? Okay. Seeing none. Mayor's report. I was hoping to talk to you about the progress with the pool, but I'm meeting with the pool board tomorrow. So I will have a report after that. And it's a proposal for the council to think about. I don't know where this may go, and Pat may be able to fill in, but I don't know if some of you read in the paper that just before the 4th of July, I think it was the 3rd, the commissioners met about putting in doing an emergency ban on fireworks because it was so dry, and it was voted down just because there was like the day before the 4th and people had, you know, Helping Hands had already been selling fireworks, and there was a lot of things that went into that decision. But the last I heard, potentially they're going to put it on the ballot for the citizens to decide, and it will be a full countywide fireworks ban, not just unincorporated, but fully incorporated and unincorporated fireworks ban. So that potentially might be something we'll be seeing on the ballot should they decide to do that. So it sort of takes us out, takes all of the citizens or the cities, it takes us out of, takes it out of our hands and puts it in the commissioner's hands, I guess. So we might be seeing that. And I wanted to kind of brief you on something that I assume you all know, but we have no place to take our dogs. The city's Raymond or South Bend for impound. So there had been a written agreement with HAVA that they would do our impounds, Raymond and South Bend. That agreement has fell apart due to circumstances really beyond the city's control. And currently we have no place to do our impounds. And I have worked and brainstormed as to try to come up with some solutions, have a provided us with. The only solution they would offer us was that we would take our impounds to Chehalis. That's not an option. So we responded and said that was not doable. And then we provided them with an alternative, which they denied or refused the alternative, which was to provide an impounds building at their shelter. So that's not going to happen. So Lucas, Chief Stiegel, Chief Matlock, and myself have been working on potentially coming up with our own impound. The cities would do our own impounding. And we don't know what that looks like yet, but we have to do something immediately. So we're looking for an alternative way to get it started back immediately until we can come up with a permanent solution. But the agreement we have with HAVA is no more. So, I mean, I don't know how many dogs we've had to. People have, you know, tried to have us, the city's help, and we can't. We don't have any place to put them. So we will hear things, and it's going to be in the paper. So you will be hearing things. So at least you'll know what's going on. And I think that Pacific County, North Pacific County, is also having the same issue that the vets don't do impounds anymore. All their kennels are full with their regular customers who do boarding, especially in the summer. They said, you know, if it was the winter time, that'd be no problem at all. We could impound as many dogs as you needed in the winter. But when you come to the summer, all of our customers pay for boarding, and we just don't have any kennels available. So North Pacific counties weren't going to run into the same issues. And so potentially it'll be we can team up and make this work for all of us. But like I said, I'm sure you'll hear things on the street. So I just kind of wanted to let you know what was going on. And hopefully we can make it work. So
in the meantime, like go to the officer, like if they pick up a dog, is it just
they don't pick them up at all.
They can't pick up a dog at all.
So we have, I have an option. I talked to Chief Matlock tonight, and I do have one other option, and I'm going to make a phone call after our meeting tonight and see, and it might be something that we can get going immediately if that works. So, but it's just it'll just be really short term. So. But there are times when it's, you know, as an example, when they had the wreck out at Butte Creek, and there was a dog in the car, and the dog, you know, they thought the dog had was deceased, when in fact it really wasn't, and it showed up in town. And fortunately, enough people knew about it that they called. But State Patrol, I mean, we would have normally, they would have it would have impounded the dog, but. Fortunately, State Patrol was able to take it and eventually reunited with the family. But, you know, it's situations like that that just make it very complicated and very difficult for the city to do their job effectively. But we'll get there. Just one more thing to check off my list. So that's all I have. So public comment on current agenda items.
Thank you, everybody. I'm Joel Hardy, in case you didn't know, and I'm with Alliance for a Better Community. And I want to thank the council, mayor, and everyone for the confidence in allowing ABC to try and help the city apply for a one-time grant. This is an RCO grant, and big learning curve for me. So we're right there together to try and help each other. So just to bring everyone up to speed, I have been in touch with the RCO administrator, and he gave me some tips on what to do ahead of time, because they delayed the application now to open August 15th. Originally, it was supposed to open July 1st. Nice. So Scott and I have been working together to try and get all the contact information registered and everything. So basically, I read through the 39 pages of the RCO goals and what they expect and everything. And some of the things they talked about was innovation and problem solving, which is what we're in the process of doing. So even in the application, if we mention the things that this has registered for us to work on, is a big step in our favor. So so as far as innovation and making a list of needs, we're also in the process of that. So I remember you mentioning before that there was, you know, kind of a lag in contracts. So if we can mention that that's going to be on its way, regular inspections, like Eric mentioned to me, if those could be, you know, scheduled in advance. Also, if it is a budget item, or if it's not a budget item, maybe it could be a budget item on the city for that next budget time. In the process, I've been trying to gather some support letters from Pacific County Emergency Management and the Health Department. I've been approaching Weyerhaeuser so that if they could make a committed donation once a year, this is something that the pool could have in their budget to show that we are taking steps. That's big time for them as far as drafting any kind of grants. So, and then I don't know, last time it was mentioned there was a parks committee. I'd like to either be included or have a better connection with them. Communication would be important in that. I'm glad that you're gonna meet with the pool board tomorrow. Didn't even know that was happening. So maybe I could be in touch with you as far as what any results came from that. I don't even know who's on the pool board. So
I'll get in touch with you afterwards and give you a rundown and make sure that you're included in the future meetings.
Okay.
Because there will be future meetings.
Really appreciate that.
Okay.
So again, thank you for the confidence. I don't know if I'm able, but I'm ready. So we're going to give it a shot.
I know that you're more than capable and more than ready. So,
yeah,
and you and the city is eternally grateful for all of your hard work.
Keep the gratefulness for when it happens.
It'll happen. Thank you, Jewel. Okay, council comments? Yes.
I think we should consider at our parks to put up signs, or where there's already sign posted, add another sign to it, to remind people not to just let their vehicles idle. I think people go to sporting events or to their kids' practices and things like that, and their cars just spew exhaust into the playgrounds the whole time. And so the kids that are playing, like, just are getting smoked out. And, you know, we wouldn't need new sign or new posts anywhere. Just add another sign below. I don't know if it would help much, but it might remind a few people. Because I think people sit there for an hour and run their exhaust in the playroom.
Okay. Good point. And anything else? Ian, anything else? Okay. Anybody else have any council comments?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, Steve.
As far as the grants go, I want to do it well and I want to do it right. I got your email about
that class
that started a couple days ago, or last week. It's 10 o'clock at night to 11 o'clock at night our time.
Yeah, it popped into my email.
Which isn't a bad thing, but it's also in September, which is a better time for me than right now. So I am going to get into it, but I'm going slow, and I'll sign up for classes and that sort of stuff. I wondered if I should wait until the vote in November.
You're running unopposed.
That doesn't mean anything.
If you get one vote, you're going to vote for yourself.
Well, yeah, but somebody might have to wait.
Oh, that's true. But no, you don't need to wait.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll get on it in the next month or so.
And those from MRSC, and
yes,
those are good classes.
Oh,
so, yeah, they're very good classes.
I read their pamphlets.
And some of them have already transpired, but they're recorded, so you can listen to them at any point in time.
Yeah.
And just let us know. I can give you my credit card or whatever. The cost, if we're a member, which we are, they're usually minimal, $25 or something. So,
right. I'll be delving into it.
Okay.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
All right. Any additional council comments? Okay. Anybody on Zoom? Any council comments on Zoom? Okay. Future agenda topics? Okay. Hearing none. Always got to never know what it says. If there is no objection, I will call the meeting adjourned. Okay. I see no objection. Thank you all. Go enjoy the sunshine.